And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Sunday, September 5th, and we are trying to help steer you on the right path forward. Forward, gang. Sometimes we'll talk about what has happened in the past, and I get that, but I'm not the kind of person who likes to dwell in the past. I want to see what was going on that maybe caused a certain situation. We don't want you to beat yourselves up about the past. We want to help you get to the next best place for you. And one way to do that is to get in touch with us. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you do that, what you're likely to get is a nice bounce back email that says, oh, we're really trying hard to get to all your questions. But if you really want to get on the show and you want to come live with us, Mark arranges it and you jump the line. Isn't that great? That's what Jeff from North Carolina did. Jeff, how can we help you out?
Thank you, Jill. Well, my wife and I are in our mid-50s. We're looking at potentially retiring in the next 3 to 4 years.
Wait. What do you mean? Yeah. That you're so young.
Well, retirement has its advantages and probably doesn't necessarily describe it accurately. We're looking to get out of the rat race, more or less.
Okay.
And move to something that's much less stressful, I think.
Okay. So you want to keep doing something. You just want to be in a position to choose what you want to do, right?
Yes.
Sounds great. Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. You got some money saved up. How much do we have? Pensions, anything like that? What's in the calculation here for me?
Okay, so I'm retired military, and we're pulling a pension of about $54K a year.
Right.
In addition, we have between our 401Ks and our IRAs and the rest, we have about $1.2 million with, I think, around 70% of that's in mutual funds. The rest are in corporate bonds.
Okay.
Have a home value of anywhere from $430 to $440 with a 3.5% 15-year mortgage of just getting close down to around $100K left on that.
Wow.
No other debt. Had two great boys who are out of the house and financially independent themselves. So that's
woohoo! That's a good deal, right?
And then in addition, we have our reserve cash fund of about $120K. We're trying to suck away about anywhere from 30 to 32 in cash every year, plus another $50K into our 403Bs and 457s.
So how much do you think you need to live on, for real?
We've calculated out, I'm a Quicken guy, so we've calculated out of our expenses in Quicken to be roughly anywhere from 110 to 120 a year to be very comfortable.
Okay. Net, not gross. So in other words...
No, that's gross.
That's gross. Okay. So the 54 is your pension, about half covered. I know this is like fantasy land, so who knows, but like... If you had to project and you get out of the rat race, how much money do you think you'd like to count on in terms of like, oh, between the two of us, we'll make blank. How much is that?
I would think we would probably be looking to get anywhere from 30 to 40K a year between the two of us.
Okay, that sounds good. So it seems to me like you can actually do this, because if I looked at just, you know, 1.2 million, by the time you actually pull the trigger on the retirement, I presume it's going to be more like 1.5 million will be in there. I mean, unless we have a complete meltdown and no recovery. I think numbers wise, you make it. Okay. Here's what you have to worry about. And, you know, let's just presume that you're 59 and a half and you can take this money out. And, you know, you say, I really don't want to start pulling money out right now with the market down. It's just a bad time to do that. So in that case, what I would say is you'd have to kind of make an audible call at the you know, game of time call, where you would say, you know what? Market stinks. I'm not blowing out just yet. I'm going to keep the money coming in. I like the fact that we can, you know, we're putting money away. Let's just delay this for a year. That's the only time I would say that, you know, you would almost be doing market timing, which is it is better to retire when the market is up than down. Because what we know is that if you retire and you start pulling, let's just say $3,000 or $4,000 a month out of your retirement accounts to fund the gap between what you need, military pension, and whatever you guys make, that is not a great time to do it. So do you think you guys could be flexible enough to make that call down the line?
I think we can be very flexible. I think probably we'd start to move, shift some of our portfolio away from maybe the market and into some more safely structured corporate or bonds in that manner. But I think we can be very flexible. And if we had to stick around for another year or two, we certainly could do that.
You know what you might find also? I've heard from people who do this same exact calculation that you're doing. And what they will find is that as soon as they actually figure out that they can retire comfortably and get out of the rat race, they sometimes stick around a little bit longer. But I think you're going to be okay. And as long as you have that, as long as you know in the back of your head, nah, remember what Jill said, then I think you're in good shape. Okay, if you need some hand-holding, if you need to make a decision, if you're thinking about retirement, if you're thinking about taxes, are you going into business for yourself, whatever the issue is going on in your financial life, we'd love to help you out. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Hit the contact button on our website, jillonmoney.com, and we'll be able to do something. I think it'll be really helpful. Don't forget to lift someone up today and remember the mantra, grit, growth, grace, and a little gratitude. Why not? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.